Interlude, Chandrilla.
What's your name? Your rank?
Uli asks. The man at the head of the prisoner procession seems taken aback.
I'm Corporal Argel. Camerand Argel. Ma'am. You are?
But she doesn't answer. Instead, she demands,
What is this?
She gestures to the lineup of prisoners. Imperials still in uniform, partly. Stormtroopers in their underclothes. Officers in their greys and blacks. Not a big group, just a dozen or so.
I feel like that's obvious. Prisoners.
He continues, looking nervously over to Lug, the Trandoshan, standing there with the camera.
We captured a small holdout garrison down on Coruscant. They're going to be stationed here at one of the camps. And Commander Rohr thought it prudent to parade this lot about a bit, given the triumph of the day and all that.
He blinks.
Am I on camera?
You are, she says. And this isn't right. Take these men to where they belong. They're not cattle. They're not a prize.
But we should be proud of winning this war.
Nobody should be proud of war, Corporal. Nobody. This isn't a thing we do because we like winning. Because of what glory it is to subjugate anybody. We do it because we want to be on the right side of things. This...
She fritters her hands in the air, trying and failing somewhat to contain her anger.
This kind of thing is what the Empire would do. March their prisoners around? A display to rile the blood of the faithful? We don't do that. We have to be better than that. Nod if you understand me.
Hesitantly, he nods.
Of course, ma'am.
Good. Good. Go on now. Tell your commander plans changed.
Argel swallows visibly and gives an awkward wave to the camera. Then he snakes back the way he came, bringing the line of prisoners with him. Olia stands there, fuming. Tracine approaches. The camera is still on. She puts a hand on the Pantoran's shoulder. A small gesture, but enough. Olia lets out a captive breath.
That was something, too. You're actually good at this.
Olia smiles stiffly.
We just need to do better. All of us. If we're going to keep this up, we need to do it right.
Are you worried that the New Republic will get it wrong? That these things, the protester, the orphans, the parade of prisoners, are warning signs? Will the New Republic survive?
Olia turns. She lifts her chin. She speaks with authority.
This is democracy,
she says.
It is strange, and it is messy. It's not about getting it right. It's about trying to get it right. Yes, it's a bit chaotic. Certainly we will get some things wrong. The Empire? They cared nothing for democracy. They valued order above everything else. They wanted to be right so badly that anybody who even hinted at getting it wrong or doing it differently was branded the enemy and thrown in a dark prison somewhere. They destroyed other voices so that only their own remained. That is not us. We will not always get it right. We will never have it perfect. But we will listen to the countless voices crying out across the galaxy. We've opened our ears, and we will always listen. That is how democracy survives. That is how it thrives. Look, there.
She points, and now a new procession. Senators, 100 of them, maybe more, from systems all across the galaxy, even a few from the Outer Rim now, marching toward the old Chandrilla Senate House. Small crowds of citizens gathering, applauding, whistling. It's just a start, a humble new beginning. But there it is. Olia smiles.
That is democracy. That is the New Republic. And if you'll excuse me, we have a great deal of work to do. May the Force be with you, Tracine.
The newswoman smiles.
Knock 'em dead, Olia.